VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden urging Russia to de-escalate tensions with Ukraine in a nearly hour-long call with his Russian counterpart Thursday, according to the White House, a senior administration official saying that President Vladimir Putin, who made the request for the call, made no concrete promises about the tens of thousands of Russian troops massed along the Ukrainian border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement, Biden made clear that the United States and its allies and partners will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. A top Kremlin official told journalists that during the call, Biden again warned Putin that the U.S. and its allies would exert serious economic sanctions if Russia invaded Ukraine. Putin responded with a warning of his own. Such a move could lead to a complete rupture in U.S.-Russia relations. The White House press secretary added that the two nations will participate in three separate rounds of talks next month, beginning with the first bilateral talk scheduled for January the 10th. And blazes continue to burn Thursday night in the U.S. state of Colorado after wind-fueled wildfires broke out near the city of Denver. An estimated 580 homes, a hotel, and a shopping center burned, and tens of thousands of people were evacuated, according to authorities. At least one first responder and six others were injured, though the Boulder County Sheriff, Joe Pelley, acknowledged that there could be more injuries and deaths could be possible due to the intensity of the fire that quickly spread across the region with wind gusts up to 105 miles per hour. Evacuations have been ordered for the city of Louisville and nearby Superior. The neighboring towns, roughly some 20 miles west, northwest, that is, of Denver. This is VOA News. Sudanese security forces shot and killed four protesters Thursday during demonstrations by tens of thousands who defied a security lockdown and severed communications to rally against military rule, according to medics. For more than 2 months, pro-democracy activists have kept up a campaign of street demonstrations against a military takeover back in October. A crackdown on the protests has now been seen at least 52 people killed, according to the Independent Sudan Doctors Committee, which is part of the pro-democracy movement. Israel has approved a fourth vaccine dose for people most vulnerable to COVID-19, becoming one of the first countries to do so as it braces for a wave of infections fueled by the Omicron variant. The Director General of the Health Ministry announcing the decision late Thursday. He says the decision is based on early research and that officials will consider expanding the administration of a fourth dose to more of the public as they assess the situation. Israel was among the first countries to roll out the vaccine a year ago, and nearly half of the country has received a booster shot. South Africa has lifted a midnight to 4 a.m. curfew on people's movement, effective immediately, saying the country has passed the peak of its fourth COVID wave, driven by the Omicron variant, according to a government statement. However, wearing a face mask in public places remains mandatory, and failure to wear a mask in South Africa continues to be a criminal offense. A government official said South Africa made the curfew and other changes based on the trajectory of the pandemic, levels of vaccination in the country, and availability of capacity in the health sector. South Africa, with close to 3.5 million infections and 91,000 deaths, has been the worst-hit country in Africa during the pandemic on both counts. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advising folks not to take those cruise ships just yet, regardless of their vaccination status, as daily COVID-19 cases in the country climb to record highs because of the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The move delivers another blow to the cruise industry, which has just started returning to the seas back in June after a months-long suspension of voyages due to the pandemic. The CDC on Thursday raised its COVID-19 travel health alert for cruise ships to its highest level, citing reports of the COVID-19 outbreak on cruises. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.